Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Says we are the underdogs. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Thank you for being here today. And apparently Senator John Fetterman started randomly shouting at Kamala Harris's Philadelphia rally while calling Donald Trump and J.D. Vance weirdos. Try to grab that audio for you. Harris is speaking. I don't need to play that. I'm not going to torture you with that. But I will say, obviously, the big story of the hour is brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VANARIA, VeneriaDental.com. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Go see him today for your perfect smile. So we have, there's a ton of breaking news, obviously. And just so you know, and I think it's also important to understand, as we're getting ready to hear a little bit of Waltz here, that the results of his election in 2022, as I played you the clip earlier with Steve Kornacki, it shows actually that Democrats have been shedding voters in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Steve Kornacki, his breakdown, Tim Walz's 2022 performance as governor in the Minnesota counties that have swung the most toward Trump post-2012 and in the counties that swung toward Clinton Biden post-12 show that Tim Walz is only governor of Minnesota because of the blue cities in Minnesota. And that's it. In other words, the notion that he's this guy that can win over like white working class voters in the burbs and all that and bring back the Rust Belt voters, that's not true. The data does not back that up. He was able to win because of the progressive kooks in the Twin Cities, basically. I mean, that's the reason why. Here's John Fetterperson shouting at the rally today in Philadelphia. Josh Shapiro got up there and did his best Barack Obama impression. And he also dropped the S word, too. He also dropped the S word and said, we're getting S done. Because he loves cursing lately. There it is. He loves cursing. So he said that. But here's a John Fetter person. Take a listen.
You know, this election is about moving our country forward with Vice President Harris and Governor Walz. Or a couple of really, 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 really weird dudes. And look, I gotta tell you, I work with J.D. Vance. I do. And I'm here to confirm that he is a seriously weird dude. You know, this...
He's a seriously weird dude. Seriously weird dude. Which one do you have that's ready to go? You got...
That last Walz one that you said. Okay. I also have Shapiro, too, if you want that. I censored it.
All right, here's... Well, let me play this clip, because I was looking for it earlier. It's a 45-second clip from 2021, where far-left vice presidential pick Tim Walz says police are occupying the streets. He was talking to, I'm not exactly sure, but anyway, take a listen.
I think a lot of Minnesotans, Lawrence, and the country, this sense of dread that you've been feeling, this sense of we can't have occupying, you know, large numbers of police on our streets all the time. That's the feeling that black parents have when they send their kids to soccer practice. And I think maybe it's starting to dawn on some folks that unless this gets taken up now, we're going to be right back here again. And I don't think there's anybody in this state or across the country want to end back here again. And so I'm committed now. I think this gives us the momentum to move these things. I hope we see that in the United States Congress to move some of the pieces of legislation that are there. But this is what has to happen. And just to be candid with you, we can't be denying the right to vote to black communities when they're saying, thank God we're able to vote for somebody like Keith Ellison to be the attorney general.
That whack job, Keith Ellison. Walz is kooky. I'm telling you, he's as far left as they come. And his voting record, I mean, his record in terms of as running for governor shows, and this is what Kornacki was alluding to, he's not winning the Rust Belt. He's winning progressive cities. To put it like this, the equivalent would be if Josh Shapiro only won Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. But he didn't. He performed well in parts of the state of Pennsylvania that Trump did well in. Walz did not. See, this is why this is such a dumb pick. I mean, it really is a dumb pick. Just looking at those numbers. So you take a swing state like Pennsylvania, take a swing state like, well, Minnesota's not a swing state, but just take the Rust Belt in general, right? You get this guy on the ticket and you think to yourself, all right, well, he's going to help win back those white working class voters that have been forgotten in the Rust Belt. Like why J.D. Vance is on the ticket, for example, right? Well, J.D. Vance wins the parts of Ohio that are outside of cities. Josh Shapiro, to his credit, won parts of Pennsylvania that are outside of Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. Tim Walz was governor because he won the cities. He's not winning the areas that are outside. His Republican opponent crushed him in those areas. Crushed him. So he's not a guy who's going to be able to help the ticket bring back the white working class voters of the Rust Belt states. Not at all. The numbers don't add up. One more time, if I could, with that Steve Kornacki clip, because I think it's really important to use data to back up my points. And, you know, I didn't have the luxury of having this data before I went on Fox News today, but it certainly backs up the point that I was making, which is I don't think he's going to help in the Rust Belt. I don't think he helps him anywhere. I really don't. I don't think Tim Walz helps. I'm glad it's not Shapiro. I think Shapiro would have been a big asset to their ticket. I think it would have hurt in a lot of ways. Obviously, though, the Democrats didn't want him. And thank God for that, because I don't think this guy helps. But and to prove that point, here's Kornacki breaking down how Walz didn't win areas outside of the cities within his own state.
Walz really owes his victory. That margin, he got 8 points there statewide. He owes it to the Twin Cities area here, the area where Democrats in Minnesota and all these other states are already doing well. It's sort of it's the standard Democratic victory model in a state like this. It got Walz in 2022. This is the biggest county in the state. This is where Minneapolis is, Hennepin County. Walz wins this by 44 points. Look at all the votes that came out of their total. It's huge. And again, that's right in line with what Joe Biden did in 2020 when he won Minnesota. And again, just wind the clock back here. You know, 12 years ago, this was still a blue county, but less blue. So it's the suburban areas, the metropolitan areas that have gotten much more blue, and Walls perform just like Biden did, better than Clinton did in places like this. And then in the rest of greater Minnesota, small town Minnesota, where the Democrats have been losing ground, Walls performed basically just like Biden did as well. So, you know, look at his electoral history. Tim Walz is in 2022, and the idea that he's got this automatic appeal with these small town areas in those three key battleground states, you don't see it in what he actually did on the ballot in 2022. Now, that doesn't mean it can't happen. You know, see how this story, once it gets told, how it does it resonate with voters? Does it act? I mean, you have no idea of knowing when these things start. But what we can look at here is what he's actually done as a candidate in Minnesota. And honestly, when you look at Walz's victory in 2022 in Minnesota, it looks like Biden's victory in Minnesota in 2020, not a different coalition.
That's the thing. He's not reaching across and bringing back those forgotten white working class voters. So he doesn't really bring anything to the ticket. You contrast that with Shapiro and how he did as governor, and he outperformed. In other words, Shapiro outperformed Biden by, I think it's 14 points. It's in that range. Walz did as good as Biden did in Minnesota, blue state. He wasn't able to reach out and create a coalition. This is a point that Selena Zito was making this morning on the Fox News appearance. Shapiro's a coalition builder, so he can go outside and get Republican voters. Walz can't. So, this is a pick that makes no freaking sense. Kamala Harris is going on about how Walz coached state champions. Who freaking cares? What does that even, who cares? You're not running for basketball coach of America or football coach of America. You're running for vice president. But the question is, can you win over those white working class voters in the Rust Belt? He can't even do it in his own state. He couldn't even do it in Minnesota. So how can he do it for the Democrats outside of Minnesota? All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Let me do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back so we can hopefully hear from some of this Midwestern doofus. But we're going to be back live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey on Friday, September 6th for our next live show. And, you know, I love it in Cape May, and you should book your stay at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey for a September to remember. The Grand offers special midweek packages so you can enjoy the beach without breaking the bank. Stay two nights, save 10%. Stay three nights, get 10% off and $55 a night in resort credits. Stay five nights, get 10% off and $65 a night in resort credits that can be used at Hemingway's for food and drinks or at the gift shop. The Grand offers guest rooms, suites, and townhomes equipped with kitchenettes, and they have two huge heated pools, one outdoor and one indoor. I'm telling you, the Grand Hotel is my happy place, and you will not be disappointed. Book directly with them for the best rates. Book your stay today by calling 800-257-8550. 800-257-8550, or visit them online at grandhotelcapemay.com. grandhotelcapemay.com. You will love the Grand Hotel of Cape May. You'll love the people. You'll love the service. And you'll absolutely 100% love the fact that you can save this kind of money with a midweek stay. And if you want to book a special event, my friend Caitlin will take great care of you. And you will have a beautiful event planned for you. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. Visit them and book online. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Waltz wants reasonable gun safety laws. Reasonable. Kamala Harris is speaking right now. She won't shut up. She's been going on for, I don't know, 35 minutes now. And the Midwestern doofus is, you like that, Kirk? The Midwestern doofus is just standing there next to her, waiting to speak. I don't understand. Like, zip it. Give the guy a chance to talk, but that's not happening. Why don't we hear Josh Shapiro dropping the S word, because tough guy Josh is at it again, cursing, because that's what tough guys do. You know, tough guys swear and they curse. Take a listen.
I want you to know every single day I go to work for you, I put my shoulder to the wheel and I focus on three simple letters in our alphabet, G-S-D. I focus on getting done for all of you.
I get it done for you. I get it. It's done. Look at me. I'm cursing away and probably drinking away, too, since I wasn't picked to be VP. This is hurts.
I was sort of expecting him to burst into tears midway through his speech.
Yeah.
Just muttering, it should have been me, under his breath as he marches off the stage.
I'm getting ass done, and by the way, it's bull ass, it's not me. They took the bar. The whole blanking bar. This pulls a complete and utter John Belushi in Animal House, just loses it. They throw him a bottle of Jim Beam, he crushes it. Thanks. I needed that. Yeah. Well, anyway, should we it's painful. I don't know. Do we dip in a little bit here? See, I just don't know if she's going to shut up before 7 o'clock. That's the problem. And he's got like a scowl on his face too. He kind of looks like Bernie Sanders without the glasses. Kind of like a cross between Bernie Sanders and Larry David without the glasses. Are you going to let him speak at all tonight, Madam Vice President, or are you just going to let him stand there? The crowd looks kind of bored, too. All right, let's dip in here for just a second and listen to this. Go ahead.
The promise of America, because only in America, only in America, is it possible for them together to make it all the way to the White House. Different corners of our great country.
Are we calling him Coach now? Is that what it is?
And we both believe in lifting people up, not knocking them down. He and I, we both know the vast majority of people in our country have so much more in common than what separates them. When we look at folks, we see in our fellow Americans neighbors, not enemies. Not enemies. And so my promise to you is this. Our campaign will reach out to everyone, from red states to blue states, from the heartland to the coast, in rural, urban, suburban, and tribal communities. We are running a campaign on behalf of all Americans. And when elected, we will govern on behalf of all Americans. With Tim Walz by my side, and with all of you at our side, let us fight for the promise of our future. And with that, I ask Pennsylvania, are you ready to make your voices heard?
Finally,
States,
finally, we're gonna get to hear from the Midwestern dude.
Wow! Thank you. Wow. Thank you, Philadelphia. Thank you, Madam Vice President, for the trust you put in me, but maybe more so, thank you for bringing back the joy. I'm thrilled to be on this journey with you and Doug, this incredible journey. And Pennsylvania, I know you know this, but my God, what a treasure you have in Josh Shapiro.
That's what you have to say to the loser who didn't get picked. Let me start by making the loser feel good.
Holy
the
hell,
runner
can
up.
This guy bring the fire. He can bring the fire.
He can
this
curse
is a visionary leader.
Like no
also,
one else.
I have to tell you, everybody in America knows when you need a bridge fixed, call that guy.
I actually call the people that fix the bridge. But, you know, that's just me.
And I think sometimes we forget and you see people a little one-dimensional, but seeing a guy who cares so deeply about his family, a man with compassion, vision, and I'll have to tell you this, I know this from experience, there is no one you would rather go to a Springsteen concert in Jersey with than him. Than that guy. And I can't wait for all of you and America to get to know my incredible wife, Gwen, a 29-year public school educator. Don't ever underestimate teachers. And our two beautiful kids, Hope and Gus. I couldn't be prouder to be on this ticket and to help Vice President Harris become what we all know is very, very good for us to think about, next President of the United States of America. From her first day as a prosecutor, as a district attorney, Attorney General of the great state of California, a United States Senator and Vice President of the United States. Vice President Harris has fought on the side of the American people. She took on the predators, she took on the fraudsters, she took down the transnational gangs, she stood up against powerful corporate interests. And she never hesitated to reach across the aisle if it meant improving people's lives. And I want all of you to hold this, and don't ever underestimate the power of this. She does it all with a sense of joy. I know a little something about that commitment to people. I was born in West Point, Nebraska. I lived in Butte, a small town of 400, where community was a way of life. Growing up, I spent the summers working on the family farm. My mom and dad taught us, show generosity towards your neighbors and work for a common good. My dad served in the Army during the Korean War. With his encouragement, at 17, I joined the Army National Guard. For 24 years, I proudly wore the uniform of this nation. The National Guard gave me purpose. It gave me the strength of a shared commitment to something greater than ourselves. And just as it did for my dad and millions of others, the GI Bill gave me a shot at a college education. My dad was a teacher. My brothers and sisters and I followed in their footsteps. Three out of four of us married teachers. What we do. For nearly 20 years, I had the privilege of teaching high school social studies and coaching football. Including winning that state championship. Thank you. Don't ever close the yearbook. Don't ever.
This is the I'm the Midwestern students. Goofball.
They encouraged me to run for office.
Midwestern
they
nice.
They saw in me what I was hoping to instill in them, a commitment of common good, a belief that one person can make a difference. So in 2006, I took a leap and I ran for Congress. And because high school teachers are super optimistic, I was running in a district that had one Democrat since 1892.
That district, by the way, he ran as a centrist. He ran as a, you can even argue, tried to run as a conservative Democrat back then.
In the United States House of Representatives.
And then he moved far left as governor. move far left as governor.
I'm proud of the work we did there together. I worked across the aisle on veterans issues, on agriculture, and on ways to grow rural economies. I learned the art of compromise without compromising my values.
He totally changed when he became governor, though. Completely. Did like a political metamorphosis.
And now, that's what often happens with these guys. State of Minnesota, I bring those experiences to bear in tackling the challenges that are facing our great state. Minnesota's strength comes from our values, our commitment to working together, to seeing past our differences, to always being willing to lend a helping hand. Those are the same values I learned on the family farm and tried to instill in my students. I took it to Congress and to the state capitol, and now Vice President Harris and I are running to take those very values to the White House. Now, Donald Trump sees the world a little differently than us.
Okay, let's see if Mr. Nice Midwestern will say nice things about Trump.
First of all, he doesn't know the first thing about service.
Remember, Waltz did not go to Iraq.
He doesn't have time for it because he's too busy serving himself. Again and again and again, Trump weakens our economy to strengthen his own hand.
How?
He mocks our laws. He sows chaos and division. And that's to say nothing of his record as president.
Well, so much for Midwestern
Ice. He froze in the face of the COVID crisis.
Whereas you locked everybody down and had
people rat on
their neighbors.
He drove our economy into the ground. And make no mistake, violent crime was up under Donald Trump.
Yeah, in your state, dude. In your state when people burned it down.
That's not even counting the crimes he committed.
Oh, slick. Wow. Slow burn, yo. How about the fact that jobs are destroyed in COVID because blue governors like you shut down their businesses? How about that? How many businesses were lost in Minnesota while you were governor? Thousands. Tens of thousands. How many people lost their jobs? Tens of thousands of people. Because of your lockdown orders.
Some of us are...
Lock him up? Is that what the wackos are chanting?
Some of us in here are old enough to remember. I see you down there. I see those old white guys. Some of us are old enough to remember when it was Republicans who were talking about freedom. It turns out now what they meant was the government should be free to invade your doctor's office.
Oh, that's it. Yes, they're invading the doctor's office now.
In Minnesota, we respect our neighbors and their personal choices that they make.
Except we have neighbors call and rat other neighbors out for violating COVID lockdown protocols.
Even if we wouldn't make the same choice for ourselves, there's a golden rule. Mind your own damn business.
Oh, gosh, golly, gee. Gosh, golly, gee, it's like a bad episode of Fargo is what this is. That's what this is. Gosh, mind your own business, except if you're calling my state hotline to rat out on your neighbor for having 11 people over.
Mind your own damn business. That feels good, so thank you. Look, that includes IVF, and this gets personal for me and my family. When my wife and I decided to have children, we spent years going through infertility treatments, and I remember praying every night for a call for good news. The pit in my stomach when the phone rang, and the agony when we heard that the treatments hadn't worked. So it wasn't by chance that when we welcomed our daughter into the world, we named her Hope.
I'm sorry, is Trump against IVF treatments? Or did I miss something? Does Trump want to ban IVF?
Vice President and I talk about freedom. We mean the freedom to make your own healthcare decisions.
No, you mean about the freedom to kill those babies. That's what you're talking about.
And for our children to be free to go to school without worrying they'll be shot dead in their classrooms.
And also free to be able to chop off their boobies when they're 13 years old. You're so full of crap. Trump, by the way, strongly supports IVF. Strongly supports IVF.
By the way, as you heard, I was one of the best shots in Congress. But in Minnesota, we believe in the Second Amendment. But we also believe in common sense gun violence laws.
Oh, yeah? Like what? Like what? What's a common sense gun violence law, out of curiosity?
Vice President Harris' idea of freedom is a ticket for education to be that ticket to the middle class.
He doesn't say.
Not crippling debt. Air that's clean. Water that's pure.
No, we want dirty water.
That are safe.
I'm all for dirty water. I was in that dunk tank, after all. I love dirty, polluted air. What the hell is this guy talking about?
A place where we settle our political differences, not through violence, but with our votes.
How bad is traffic going to be getting home tonight? That's all I'm wondering right now. Should have done the show from home today. What the hell was I thinking?
What direction will this country go in? He's not going back. Well, Donald Trump would damn sure take us backwards.
Take us back to what? To a better economy? To a safer country?
And
less war?
And don't believe him when he plays dumb. He knows exactly what Project 2025 will do to restrict our freedoms.
Yeah, they have no. There's not been one policy specific. There's not one policy position, not one.
To rig the economy to help the super rich.
Ah.
Ooh, if Trump gets a chance to return, he's going to pick up exactly where he left off 4 years ago.
Which is what?
Only this time, it will be much, much worse.
Like Jaws 2, the revenge.
Raising costs on middle-class family. He will repeal the Affordable Care Act, no doubt about it. He'll gut Social Security and Medicare. And when somebody tells you are, they believe him. He said he'd ban abortion across this country, and he'll do it, whether or not Congress is there or not.
He did not say he'd do that. That's an absolute lie. He did not say he would do
Donald
that.
Donald Trump's not fighting for you or your family. He never sat at that kitchen table like the one I grew up at, wondering how we were going to pay the bills. He sat his country club up in Mar-a-Lago, wondering how he can cut taxes for his rich friends. And I got to tell you, his running mate shares his dangerous and backward agenda for this country.
Well, I'll give you this. Waltz is a fighter. He's not as
J.D. Vance.
He's not as low energy as I thought he was going to be.
Wrote the foreword for the architect of the Project 2025 agenda. Like all regular people I grew up with in the heartland, J.D. studied at Yale.
Mm-hmm.
Had his career funded by Silicon Valley billionaires, and then wrote a bestseller trashing that community. Come on!
Trashing that community?
That's not what middle America is. And I gotta tell you, I can't wait to debate the guy.
So, you know, this is a good insight into what you can expect in this campaign. Do you notice how it's the same fear-mongering that we've been hearing this entire time? He's not out there talking about his policy positions, what he's going to do, what they're going to do. No, it's all, it's they're back. It's the same exact playbook. This is fascinating to me, actually. I know people are like, turn this off. No, I'm not going to turn this off. This is, you want an insight into how this campaign's going to go? This is it right here. This is your insight. This is your window into the campaign that's going to be fought from now until Election Day. It's going to be the same fear factor talking points. Trump's going to be a dictator. He's going to lock women up. He's going to do all the things.
An observation of mine that I made.
Give us a policy position. Give us one.
These guys are creepy and yes, just weird as hell. That's what you see.
Creepy and weird as hell. This is where we are. Like we're fifth graders. Like we're fifth graders on the schoolyard. Creepy and weird as hell.
So you know what's out there, so say it with me. We aren't going back. We're going back.
Now, we love the wars. We love the invasion of the southern border. We love inflation. We're not going back to a good economy and a strong southern border and no more wars. We're not going back to that, to when Russia didn't invade Ukraine.
My God, that's easy. We'll sleep when we're dead.
What? What is this? I said that on my vacation to Cancun with my buddies in spring break 20 years ago. We'll sleep when we're dead.
Over those next 91 days and every day in the White House, I'll have Vice President Harris's back. Every single day.
Not one policy position. Not one. I've not heard one. Have you heard one?
And we'll have yours.
Not one.
You know how this works. We can't do it alone. We need you. Each and every one of you.
I'll tell you one thing. He's a much better speaker than she is.
Go over to KamalaHarris.com. Get on board. Because we need you. Freedom, make our own choices. This leader. This.
Yes? What?
Compassionate, careful, joyous leader. Believes in each and every one of you.
This is like a motivational speech. This reminds me of, remember Saturday Night Live when they had that, who was that motivational speaker?
Here tonight.
But Chris Farley used to act like that person, remember?
This country, and you're not going back.
Living in a van down by the river. Come on, DeSantis, you remember that, right? And I'm living in a van down by the river. That's what this guy reminds me of.
She believes in the opportunity for every single person.
This is like platitudes, like Hallmark card platitudes. She believes in you. I believe in you. We believe in you. What does that even mean? Is this a...
Harris says, when we fight, we win.
This sounds like a bad... You know when you ever get those free tickets to go to a motivational seminar? When you get there, they're trying to sell you a timeshare? You know what I mean? That's what this reminds me of. Some guy gets on stage and starts yelling about how great you are and how you can achieve anything you want. And then he's like, hey, while we're here, you know, you can have a week in Cabo. You can be anything you want to be. So just invest in my soap pyramid scheme. You can do it. We believe in you. That's what this sounds like. It's a bad sales pitch. Now just sign up at our website of sellsoaptoyourfriends.com. You can get three friends to buy soap, and we believe you can. And then they get their three of their friends to buy soap, and then you make money off of those friends. And I believe you can do it, and she believes you can do it. You're great. You can do it. And then people are like, oh, yeah, I'm fired up. Let me sign up for the soap dispensary thing. This is very awkward, I'm telling you. Jimmy Failey just texted me, the fact that they did this in Philly and didn't pick Shapiro is the biggest kick in the blank I've ever seen. Yes, it's very well said, my friend. Very well said. And Shapiro is up there yelling and screaming and cursing. How about one more time of angry drunk, and I don't know if he was really drunk. I'm not suggesting the governor was drunk. I'm simply saying the governor sounded like he was drunk, which is totally different. I'm not implying, I have to be careful. I can't say that I'm saying I think he was drinking. I don't think he was drinking. I think he sounds like somebody who was drinking. I can say that. He sounds like somebody who got the call that he wasn't going to be VP and had to find out it was going to be in his own city, and he had to come out there on the stage and be like, I know that she didn't pick me, but it's okay. I love her, and you're going to love her, and Biff over here is a great guy, and I don't care. And then he, like, falls down. And he's like, well, you catch him here. It's okay. So I'm all right. I'm okay. And all the buddies are like, get him off. Shapiro reminds me of, at a wedding, the guy who at one time dated the bride, but then lost out to the groom. But he's still part of the wedding party, you know what I mean? And they let him give the toast, and he gets up and he's like, it's okay, but you remember that time in high school and before he came along and you told me you were gonna love me forever, and it's okay, it's all right, I know she's gonna love you forever and not drop you and build you up and then here in your hometown, and it's like, here we're having the wedding at my house, but I love you, and you two are great. You're great. And all his buddies are like, get him off. Shut him up. Zip it. Zip it. That's Shapiro. Do I have time to play that? One more time?
No, I'm out. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's what Shapiro sounded like today. And I love you. And I don't care. And Waltz is bald. Yeah, that's what I said. And then he falls down. Like, get him off the stage, please. All right. Enjoy the rest of your night. The great one, Mark Levin, is up next. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. There's your window into the campaign. No policy specifics whatsoever. Attack Donald Trump as a big old meanie pants. Scare people about all the things he's going to do while offering absolutely no solutions whatsoever. That's your window into the Democrats' campaign. You're welcome. What a bad pick for them, in my opinion. A very, very bad pick. But a great day for Pennsylvania, the Trump campaign, and Dave McCormick. Thank you for listening.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.